This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for quality hay. Tested, guaranteed, and delivered anywhere on the Central Coast. Count on Premier Ag for their farm-to-stable approach. Combining their love for farming and finding quality at a great price.
I think that you're the one. Oh, girl, you know when it's all said and done. Everything about you's on the tip of my tongue.
98.1 KJUG, Tom and Becky in the Morning.
Tom and I work really well together. We're both outsiders. I'm a woman. He's a Libyan.
We have a great time. She is the best co-host I could ever ask for.
What an honor that is to be mentioned with Tom. That is true greatness, and that's what Tom has done, and that's what the rest of us are all trying to do.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Appreciate that. Apparently, there's a real thing called sleep divorce, and more married couples are getting it. This is where you basically sleep in a separate bed. Researchers have found that 12% of married couples now sleep in separate beds. 31% of married Americans wish they could sleep in a separate bed, but they don't know how to bring it up. So, they say people are designing their homes to have like two master bedrooms. Men more likely to have certain sleep disorders like sleep apnea or snoring, and women more vulnerable to insomnia. So, do you know anybody who sleeps in separate beds?
Yeah.
I do too. I've said for years and years and years, the king size bed is really the key to a happy marriage. I mean, it really is. Like if I was a marriage counselor, and the young couple in love came to me.
I'm really glad you're not a marriage counselor.
What advice would I give them? Be easy. Save all your money. The next purchase you make needs to be king size bed.
Separate rooms. King size bed.
I would say king size bed. If you can get a California king too, oh God bless you.
Yes.
I mean, all these things that you're registering for at Target, that you think you're going to need and are cool, you don't need those. You may want those, but what you need is a full 3 feet between you and your spouse. Him on one side of the bed, her on the other.
You're telling young couples this?
This is what I would tell them. It's a key to a happy marriage.
But yes, king size bed.
You got your space, she's got her space, or he's got his space. And you get a little moat in the middle that, you know, can be used for other things. It's fine.
Before Jeff and I moved into our current house, we lived in a teeny little downtown house for, how many years? I don't even know. So many years, right? Yeah.
Decade.
Yeah, about.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even, because the rooms in those old homes downtown, like the, you know, old 1940s houses.
Right.
You can't fit a king-size bed into that room. So we had the queen, maybe a full or queen-size bed. I know, for a long time, but it's all you could fit into those little rooms, you know?
Oh, buddy.
But, yep.
Buddy.
And then my kids would also come jump in bed all the time. King-size bed. Like, I could never not have a king-size bed. We would have liked to have had one then, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Lord.
If you could do your wedding register, your gift register, to not have people give you the 17 spatula sets,
right,
the waffle maker, the bread maker.
We all know what happens when you get a bread maker.
The toaster oven, the toaster. It just kind of combine that. Let everybody pitch in, you know, $50 for you to get a king size bed, man. That's just good advice I'm giving today, man. That's just
it really is.
Hang on a second while I pat myself on the back.
When I registered, we had, and still have to this day, 16 champagne glasses from Crate and Barrel. Tell me right now why I need 16 Crate and Barrel champagne glasses. We probably used 4 of them our entire marriage.
Right.
16!
Right.
What grandiose Gatsby parties did I think? And 16 wine glasses.
Oh,
like, what did I think? Happening. Like, what soirees was I planning on throwing as a newlywed?
Right.
Please.
And you had some big goals.
Let me tell you about... I did, right?
You had some goals.
Now.
Yeah. You sell
New
those
Year's
for
Eve?
A quarter?
No, I still have them. I can't let go of it. It's almost like a great joke now at this point.
All right.
We have them all out.
Yeah.
In the cupboards. Do I need them?
Right.
Although I do think when we moved, I did keep some of them in boxes. I think I just have 8 of them out now. But like New Year's Eve, those bad boys get, right, you know, busted out. Champagne for us, sparkling cider for the kids. Right.
It's great.
And big grand parties.
If you ever decide to host yourself an after Grammy party, you will be ready to go.
Set. I'm still waiting for my day.
Right.
One day. It'll happen.
Man, I don't even know if you could combine your whole family. Do you have 16 people in your family?
Well, let's add the wine glasses in, too, while we're at it.
32 people?
Right?
Thanksgiving at your house is just a
big party.
Dishwasher
fest. And mind you, when we got married, we lived in a little shoebox house that we couldn't even fit a king-size bed into.
Right.
But I'll be dang, I needed those 16 champagne glasses.
High class, girl.
That's right.
High class.
Dumb.
Well, there you go.
So don't do that, kids. Go for the king-size bed.
Endorsed by Tom and Becky.
This is Tom and Becky in the Morning in podcast form. Presented by Premier Ag and Paso. Your one-stop shop for solutions for growers on the Central Coast and in the Central Valley. Increase your plant nutrition and crop production. Call 805-239-4297 for a free consultation from Premier Ag.